Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:06 British Summer Time. Today is June 8th. Stock markets were generally weak today. In Asia this morning, the Hang Seng was lower by almost 1%, the ASX by two-thirds of 1%. The A shares bucked the trend somewhat and were a bit stronger. They've steadied here at the lower side of this range, and while over the medium term there's still a progression of lower rally highs, there's also a medium term area of support in the current region, and the index has certainly steadied here. The Indian market has also steadied in the region of the 18,000 level for the Sensex, and has pushed away from that somewhat in the last couple of weeks, but still not too enough to really convince people that meaningful support has been found, and it really does need to get back above its 200-day moving average and then some to really indicate that demand is beginning to return to medium-term dominance. The ASEAN region generally remains really quite strong, and Indonesia in particular has been going sideways for the last 3 weeks in the region of its highs. More generally, for example, Thailand has pulled back rather sharply in here today. That is also a market which looks to be in now again in the process of mean reversion. And mean reversion is a general topic for the majority of stock markets. In Europe today, the most stock markets were in negative territory. The FTSE by just less than 1%. The Italian, Swiss, Swedish, and Danish markets were all a bit weaker than that. The Swedish market was down 2.25%, or maybe a bit more than that. Into the U.S. trading, and at the close, the Dow Jones was down just a tad, whereas the Nasdaq was weaker by almost 1%. The Canadian market was down 0.75%, and the Brazilian market and Mexican markets were relatively unchanged, but both in negative territory. In the commodity markets, most of the day, the majority of commodities were in negative territory, and into the close, the precious metals paired that loss. Oil today was on West Texas was as low as $98 intraday, but finished out the day closer to 101. The Brent crude is pushing up towards the 120 area, below which it's been ranging for the last 6 weeks. Oil in particular is in need of a downward dynamic to suggest that supply is returning to dominance. And it's had such a rebound from above its 200-day moving average that it's at a juncture where decisions are going to be made. If one were in the bearish camp, one could look at West Texas Intermediate and say that it's had a massive reaction against the prevailing trend, and that the ranging that we have now is a right-hand extension following a type 2 top, as taught at the chart seminar. If one was of a bullish persuasion, one could say that we've had a swift reversion to the mean, which is a similar type of pattern that we've seen in oil previously, where it is capable of becoming really quite overextended relative to its 200-day moving average, and then closing that overextension in a very short period of time, which is followed by support building and a degree of ranging before it reasserts its uptrend. And that at the present has to be given the benefit of the doubt, and oil at current levels is acting as a headwind for the global economy. US treasuries today were stronger by a full point. They're back up to the 126 area, and both gilts and bunds were both about a half a point stronger as well in here today. So the strength in government bond markets continues to price in a slowdown in GDP growth, and the persistently strong price of oil is acting as an additional headwind, so that it has not only contributed to the slowdown in GDP growth that we are already seeing evidence of, but as long as oil Brent crude continues to hold above the $100 area, it suggests that the headwind that it offers to the global economy is going to persist. The grain and bean complex was also stronger in here today. The corn market was as low as 734 cents at one point today, but finished out at 764, so it was up almost 30, which to my knowledge is the limit. And corn has held within the confines of this medium-term uptrend for much of the last year. It went right up and tested its pre-crisis peak, close to $8 earlier this year, pulled back towards the 200-day moving average, held its progression of higher reaction lows, and now appears to be pushing back up towards the high once again. And soybeans has been consolidating in the region of this 1400 cent area for a while, but it's also broken its short-term progression of lower highs, and now it looks like the demand camp is regaining the impetus here. The global agricultural sector has been on an upward trend for much of the last couple of years, to such an extent that most of the agricultural commodities have broken out of inflation-adjusted downtrends. The demand for agricultural commodities is on a pretty steady upward trajectory. So that means that the supply side is always going to be where the pressure is. And the last couple of years in particular have been dismal in terms of global weather. And that hasn't been particularly good for the supply side in the agricultural sector. The Chinese drought has broken, and they're now heading into their rainy season in the southwest of China. But one wonders whether the rains are coming too little too late, and some areas have experienced flash flooding, and that doesn't do much for agriculture either. So we've had extremes of weather in a number of regions over the last couple of years, and that can be attributed at least in part to La Nina. But in any case, the bullish trajectory for quite a few of the globally important food commodities remains intact, and that is where the really compelling fundamentals are. So we have inflationary pressures in food, and there are inflationary pressures in the oil price, and government bond prices have paused, particularly US Treasuries have paused in the region of this 124 to 126 area, but they haven't yet looked like that this short-term uptrend has ended, and this period of mean reversion in stock markets remains intact. The S&P, if one looks at, for example, the S&P over the last 5 years, last year's large reaction from the April peak and followed by the flash crash in early May and the subsequent worries about deflation and the QE2, which was announced in the autumn, and then we've had this big move away from that lengthy range, and then we've moved now into another period of mean reversion over the last couple of months. It doesn't look like a particularly consistent trend because it has this big step and messy range last year. At present, the index is pulling back towards the 200-day moving average, and that's a characteristic that is there and evident in a large number of stock markets. The best case scenario is that the S&P finds support in the region of its 200-day MA, and the Wall Street leash effect helps other markets to also find support in the region of their two respective 200-day MAs. We'll know what it looks like when it happens because the decline will bottom with a large upward dynamic, and we'll see that the lows will hold on a subsequent pullback. We're not there yet, and it is interesting that there are quite a few of what have been some of the best performing markets have already reverted towards their means and appear to be in the process of finding support. In the lumber market, there are a number of those companies have reverted to their means, and have found at least short-term support. It's too early to say whether they've found medium-term support, and the number of them are supported by quite high yields. In the energy sector, however, particularly in the MLP, Master Limited Partnerships, there's an increasing number of those partnerships which also have high yields that have broken medium-term uptrends. There's an increasing number of them have hit new 3-month and 6-month lows, broken their progressions of higher reaction lows, broken through their 200-day moving averages, and while a little bit oversold in the short term, they've experienced technical deterioration. Now, a large number of those are supported by really quite attractive yields. When they begin to find support, that yield, those yields will probably have increased even more. And if one keeps one's eye open, then there will be opportunities in that sector. So we have seen that just because some markets do have highly attractive yields, that hasn't stopped them from breaking below their 200-day moving averages. This is a relatively widespread corrective phase. Mean reversion often starts out pretty steady, and as markets deteriorate, the reversion to the mean will often pick up pace in the latter stages of the reversion. As markets pull back, we can expect that sentiment will deteriorate, and it's not difficult to anticipate what the news stories are going to be like, because we're going to get heightened fears about the global slowdown, we're going to get heightened fears about potential inflation, we're going to get the European crisis certainly continues to rumble along. The USA is not out of its own deficit problems, and those are all issues which could potentially be areas of additional anxiety for investors. So we know the way that the news flow is likely to develop in this kind of environment. What with that in mind, we have to bear we have to maintain our analytical equanimity and monitor the chart action. And we've been expecting a mean reversion. That's what we're getting, and that would suggest that it is not the kind of environment where one should be getting more bearish as a major index like the S&P comes back to test its 200-day moving average. If the medium-term uptrend is to remain consistent, it should find support in the region of the 200-day MA. Given the inconsistency of the trend, one couldn't be well, couldn't rule out the potential that it forms a somewhat deeper reaction, and for the S&P that could be pulling back to somewhere like 1200, which would be a substantially larger reaction from what we've already seen. Even if that were to occur, that would probably be an area where it would begin to find support and would probably offer a buying opportunity in if that does occur. Monetary conditions remain really quite accommodative, and the USA, Japan, the UK haven't begun to meaningfully start to tighten monetary conditions just yet. We are seeing monetary tightening in much of the rest of the world, particularly in Asia and in some of the commodity producers, but not in the USA, which is the world still the world's largest economy by a wide margin. So this process of mean reversion remains a feature for the vast majority of stock markets. It is going to present buying opportunities from a medium-term perspective in the relatively near future, and we'll know what it looks like when these markets do begin to find support. We'll see clear upward dynamics, and they're likely to occur across a whole range of stock markets. At present, it remains for the bulls to prove their case, and the corrective phase remains very much a feature of risk assets. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.